All right, we got a lot to get to. First of all, it is Pro-Am time next month, right?
Yes, it is coming up. So we are getting ready for the Community Hospital Pro-Am Golf Tournament. It is going to be June 5th this year. It is our 37th annual Pro-Am, and we're gearing up for a one-day golf spectacular. Last year, we filled 27 of our 28 teams, the largest Pro-Am we've had in decades, quite honestly. I mean, just the new format is working great. It is a day full of golf. So we start registrations at 7 a.m. We've got a shotgun start at 9 o'clock. We start with the Ron Coleman Memorial Horse Race at 4 o'clock, and it just goes into a later reception that evening. So just golf, 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 and more golf. So we take care of you. You know, it's like it's one of those days. I was like, you show up, and we're going to have breakfast for you. We're going to serve you lunch on the course, come in at a bit between the horse race and come have another beverage and eat some snackies and place your bets on your horse. Hearing about the Belmont Stakes coming up, you know, it's just like I got a couple of good girlfriends out there already making some special horse race hats for us so that, you know, we can represent well in that regard. But for those who don't know what the horse race is, that is where we do watch the pros. They'll separate you. You bet on whichever pro that you think is going to win or play or however it lays out, and then divide them up into two groups, and you go watch these pros just kind of battle it out between each other. And as they work through the holes, they eliminate players until we all come together and then watch the last several pros play it out. And you want to talk about it, just a fun time of watching the pros, of all of the golf carts, you know, following them around. You know, it's like if you go by Friday evening and you see a whole bunch of golf carts just going crazy out on the course, that's what's going on. I mean, it's just a good time. And we do invite the public out. You know, it's just like, just because you don't have a team in the horse race doesn't mean, or in the pro-am, doesn't mean you can't come out for the horse race. Just ask that you work with Heritage Hills to get a cart rented and come follow them around, because it's a good time. But back to the Pro-Am, $1,000 for a team. I will preface that we have 24 of 28 teams. So we've got four open spots left. Give us a holler. Get in. Save your spot. And looking to have a really great time out there.
That's terrific that you're almost full.
Yes. That talk about wonderful. I mean, just a plug to all of our sponsors, to all of our supporting teams out there that do play in this year after year and are quick to call in and be like, save us a spot. You know, it's just like, we have such a great time. We really appreciate them coming out and supporting the hospital. The funds that we raise aren't going to a particular area. We're keeping them undesignated, but that allows us to utilize those funds wherever that greatest need is. So through the foundation, we do a variety of equipment pieces. We do a variety of program pieces. We help with building projects. Just in the last couple of months, we've approved. We're working on moving about $160,000 over to the hospital for improvements to surgery center. We helped them order new booms and lights to assist with expanding behavioral health services. Working with Angels Care to develop that space down in the 7-Eleven building to really fill their needs for supporting both home health and hospice services as we continue to partner with them working forward. And then we've also approved some funds for the new Roots building to develop some of their downstairs space into educational space. So that'll give Todd Hovey, he specializes in doing our training for CPR, PALS, ACLS, those large continuing education pieces that we are constantly doing to keep our staff to make sure that they're ready and prepared for whatever the new and up and coming pieces are. So the funds that we've raised for the Pro-Am really go to just a variety of pieces. And probably the last area there is we are doing an increasing amount of patient assistance. And so those funds allow us that when our healthcare team calls us and says, hey, I really need help, this patient is needing something, we work with them to make sure that they need what they can get to for the best healthcare outcome we can expect.
And pros, you got some familiar pros probably coming back to bring back. You always like to have a lot of same ones come back, and that's great. But you always like to have some new ones as well. How's that going?
Oh my goodness, I got to give a huge shout out. The team out at Heritage Hills has just been phenomenal this year. You know, it's just like we kind of had a powwow going into this, going, okay, you know, how do we best engage our pros? Greg Arkin, Mason Michaelis, Joe Townsley. I chatted with Joe the other day. He's just like, I think I've contacted 100 pros, Jess. You know, I mean, we've got the connections out there. Last I heard is I think we've got 22 pros committed at this point. So again, we're still 3 weeks out. You know, it's just like a great spot to be. Some of our regulars, absolutely. Some new ones, yep, coming back and looking to engage some of our locals as well. So kind of a variety. We pull from Colorado, Kansas, obviously Nebraska, just kind of from all over. Yeah. All right.
Troy, you got to bust out the driver and the putter for this one and get on a team?
I thought I was until Jessica and I met the other day and I realized I double booked. It happens to be our 30th anniversary, my wife and I, on Monday, and I have to be out of town, so we're going to go to Estes Park on Friday. So
probably a good decision.
I think so.
I couldn't argue with that one.
Yeah, made the good decision. Yeah. Honey's going, okay, is me or a golf tournament, which is more important?
Yeah,
it's a no-brainer there.
So, yeah, it's unfortunate. I was going to golf with the Samson crew, and I had to tell them no. So they found somebody else pretty quick. So,
but what a great event. Just every summer, it's a great event, isn't it?
It is, and I think this new format is – I mean, I prefer it. I did the all weekend long thing a couple times, and you felt like you needed a vacation after that was over. I mean, last year it was great, and I think this year it's going to be even greater. But I wish I could be there. I'm sure I'll be there next year. Mm-hmm. We love showcasing things when we're out there, but it's just great to have it for the community, bring the pros in, let people hit around with pros. I don't know that we can do that any other time here. And these guys, they put a lot of work into this. Mm-hmm. And not just in the changes we've made, but just the daily things. But boy, the turnout that we're getting now with this new format, it's exciting, because it was getting a little bit difficult under the old format to convince people to block their whole weekend off.
You bet. So once again, if you want to get on a team, get a phone call out to the guys at Heritage Hills ASAP on this.
Or contact the Health Foundation, 344-7222. You can talk to myself or Kimberly. One other thing I'd like to stress on there is just like we're just asking you guys to do the four-person team. If you know a pro, you want to invite a pro in, great. We appreciate that. If you don't have a pro, we'll work hard to get you matched up with one of those currently 22 and hoping to add. I know we've got several tentatives out there that we're just kind of dotting I's and crossing T's on. So looking forward to those pieces.
And I know your sponsorship is so big for this tournament, isn't it?
Huge. Like it's a lot of our teams coming in. Troy mentioned Samson. You know, it's just like several of them are the businesses that we regularly work with. And a lot of networking going on while that's out there. I got to give huge props and big kudos up to Edward Jones. They are our horse race sponsor. Always want to acknowledge that. And I know Garrett and his team do a lot of extra work and helping us make sure that we've got everything in place and what we need in those aspects. And then beyond that, we will probably start. I hate to start identifying all of our sponsors now because they're still coming in at the time. Mm-hmm. So we'll do some radio ads on those here coming up. So again, get your team in and we'll get you recognized and we'll get your thank yous out there. But truly, you know, it's community hospital. And for me, the more sponsors that we bring in just shows that community support of community hospital and really allows us to lead after our mission, to lead our region to a healthier future. So thank you to that.
I know this is the big event right now, but there's another certain event in October, which you're kind of still thinking about a little bit more every day, aren't you?
We are. And we do have extended partnership opportunities. If you are interested in supporting both the Pro-Am and the Concert for Healthcare, as Rich is alluding to. The Concert for Healthcare will be coming up the middle of October. I think it's October 17th. Thank you. That's why we have Kimberly around
right,
here.
Your right-hand woman right here.
Woohoo!
That's
my gal. So there's opportunities to sponsor both of those. We aren't releasing just yet who that artist is going to be. I can tell you it's going to be so much fun definitely going to be worth it. I would just go ahead and mark yourself busy on the 17th, the evening of that. But come on out. It'll be at the Kiplinger again. We'll have the big screens out there. We're going to rock you pretty good that night. So, but yes, sponsorships are still available. More information will be coming, but it'll probably be a little bit later in the summer.
Yeah.
Get through some of these fair pieces.
Right,
and we don't want to compete with any of those pieces. We want to support our local fairs and
We're gonna keep you on the edge of your seat, aren't you? For a lot of next couple months.
Edge of the seat.
There you go. You betcha. Troy, I know there's a lot other things going on with the hospital this summer too, isn't there?
Yes. Well, you know, one thing I kind of thought I should probably mention while I'm here is that we have been blessed to be able to recruit two general surgeons that are going to be starting, one in November and one in January, and they're husband and wife, Doctors Gray and Speaks, coming up from Salina, a young couple. I mean, I'm old, so everybody's young, but they have a 2-year-old, and they have another one on the way in August. I think they've already bought a house here in town, and we'll be moving here soon. And so that's exciting. We'll have, you know, them in this community for generations, you know, treating people like me when I continue to get older, I think. But we're extremely excited. These things aren't easy to do. And I just want people to know that recruiting them maybe 5 years ago wouldn't have been easy or successful. I think the things that this community's invested in over the last 5 years, whether it's the pool, the ball fields now, so many other things, the YMCA, it's in the housing we have going up. I mean, I think it sells, and it wouldn't have sold 5 years ago with us having just plans and no action. And so I really thank all the people involved with all of those efforts for quite a few years now, and really excited that we have more to go and more to do. But I think that's the reason they saw this community as a place they can grow their kids up in. So it's great. It's also required some stuff. We have to invest in robotics. General surgery is done with robotics. People coming out of school now, they don't do it otherwise. And that's not cheap, but we are bringing in a Da Vinci robot into one of our ORs, and that requires a bunch of other equipment in order to sterilize those things. Everything needs to be bigger, and so we're going through that process. So come November, Dr. Gray will be able to walk in and show us how a robot works. Maybe it'll be on you, you know. But the quality of care in regard to using robotics can be so much better as well. I'm not saying that isn't good quality doing it without, but there's a lot of advantages with the robotics. So we're learning all of that as we go, and we're just extremely excited about that. And at some point I'll come back and talk to you about a building project that we're just waiting on USDA in Washington to authorize. And we've talked before probably about the needing a new McCook clinic, because we have the three new family practice doctors starting in September, and we don't have enough room for them. And then our cancer center that we're going to be adding to move all of our oncology services into one location that hopefully we'll be able to start early summer and be done in 2028 at some point. So
you need a bigger building, don't you?
Yeah, it's always, yeah. I mean, we're actually building down on that hill now, and that's going to leave us with not many options for, you know, the next person that has to do one of these projects. Hopefully it won't be me. So, but yeah, it's, these projects are fun to think about, but they're a lot of work. So
good stuff. Still going to be a good summer coming up for you.
Oh yeah, definitely. It's going to be a lot of work. We're also, looking to replace our, electronic medical record system, which in any hospital is like a 2-year process, and it just takes everybody's time because it affects everyone. And so our staff are going to be busy and stretched thin even more, not that they haven't been already for a couple years, and it's just unfortunately change is needed, and we, you know, we can't slow down. And so but these things are going to be great. The staff's going to love the new medical record system once it's in, and they're going to love the new space once it's done. So exciting stuff.
Good stuff. You betcha. See, Kim, what you got yourself into now? I mean, you got your track shoes on for the entire summer here?
Oh, absolutely. Ready to go.
Yeah, you wouldn't have any other way, would you?
No, not at all.
Good deal. Yeah, you can't do this all by yourself, can you, Jessica?
Oh, no. Oh, no. This takes a team, and Kimberly's just jumping right in, and we're really excited about where the foundation's going. And hearing Troy talk, you know, talking about the Da Vinci robot and all the improvements, And I mean, it's just the opportunities are just incredible. And one of my favorite things about working in the foundation is just advocating for this community hospital, because it really is unique mm-hmm. and special. And the pieces that we offer here are just amazing for McCook. So,
and the Pro-Am helps raise funds for this stuff, correct?
Absolutely, because I have a feeling they're going to be knocking, going, so Jess, what'd you say, like $1.5 million for the Da Vinci? I mean, it's not cheap.
Right,
so right. We're going to, but there's also opportunities for grants and mm-hmm. other pieces, and that's probably one of the things I'd also like just the community to know is we work hard to double your money wherever we can. So if we can get that local community support, then we'll go out and see what we can do to get that additional support.
All right. We covered a lot. Anything else we missed?
I don't think so. I just want to give kudos to our Pro-Am committee that mm-hmm. helps. Like you said, it takes a whole group of people to make these large events happen. And big kudos to Heritage Hills and all of the support that they do. And Clint and Chris for keeping the course looking great right. Amongst the drought and everything else going on. So just praying for rain for multiple reasons, but praying for rain.